Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing this back. And I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Grassman, Dr. Gene Grassman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, among other books, many other books. And you can find PresidentLincoln.com is where you can find him. I encourage you to go there. And if you're on Amazon, type in Gene Grassman, put an I in front of the E, and find out all about it, see all the books he has there. We're talking about concentration, Gene. We're talking about focus. One of the things Lincoln's contemporaries, you say to us, said that Lincoln's power of sustaining concentration was amazing to them.
That is exactly right. And a lot of people don't know that Lincoln tried over 5,000 cases. He was a superb lawyer, and he understood that you have to pay attention. Total attention when you're trying a case if you're going to be a good lawyer. And he took that same power of concentration and applied it to politics. He paid attention. Mm-hmm. He had powers of concentration. It is terribly important.
I'll tell you, this paying attention thing is a big deal. I mean, if there's one thing that I do is I pay attention. And I didn't think about it much, but one time somebody says, how do you remember that? How did you notice that? And I said, I didn't realize that hadn't thought about it before. And I said, well, I guess I just pay attention. But there's one other thing that I think is also important that really brings the concentration, the focus, the paying attention, all that together, I think is really important to have with this, and that is being curious, Gene.
Mm.
I think curiosity is an amazingly powerful way to live your life and to learn and to stay vital and to help you with your concentration. Because if you can stay curious, you won't get bored when you're concentrating. What do you think?
I think that curiosity, and it's interesting you brought that up, is a variation on concentration. Curiosity means that you pay attention to what's going on around you. Something piques your interest, and you notice it. It's noticing what's going on. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I've been, in my later years, been interested in metaphysical kinds of thought. Mm-hmm. And one of the big concepts is mindfulness, M-I-N-D-F-U-L-N-E-S-S.
Tell us what that means.
And you can look, do a Google search on mindfulness. There's a great literature on that, on teaching your mind to pay attention to what's going on around you, to focus on something. Most of us are sort of looking at the world with glazed over eyes instead of paying attention.
Well, and being curious does not mean being allowed to be distracted either, by the way.
That is exactly right. It, as a matter of fact, sometimes by being curious, you can find something that will help you move toward your goal.
Mm-hmm.
That has been true in my life, is even though I am focused on where I want to go, I'm still looking for opportunities in my environment that will help me get there.
But you're curious about what you're focused on.
That's
you're
exactly
curious
right.
about what you're concentrating on. And that is the energy that causes you to continue to stay concentrated, because you're looking, you can't wait to learn the next thing about this thing you're working on. You can't wait to become a better manager, a better CEO, a better manager of people, a better tactician, a more profitable business or whatever it may be. You're curious about what makes your customers tick. That's a very important trait to have. I don't know how you can be successful without it, frankly, Gene.
You know, one of the things that I could not agree with you more, but you have to watch that particular aspect of your personality I have the capacity to be interested in a thousand things. And so I have to say, gosh, that's interesting, but I just can't learn any more about that right now.
Well, that's called discretion. That's using discretion and discernment. Hey, Gene, it's been great having you here today, as it has been all these years. So many times you've joined us to help us to see our way a little bit better, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, it's been my joy to be with you.
The award-winning Dr. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of many books, including The Words Lincoln Lived By. I always like to talk about that because it's my favorite. And we'll get Gene back on again another day. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. One more hour after this one. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.